Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, welcome to another episode, the second in our series on Keys to My Head. The new album was just released a little more than a week ago, by my counting, January 15th, 2021. Went out everywhere, and we're taking about 12 weeks to look each week at one of the songs on that album, and this is week two, and we're going to be talking today about This Lonely Road, which also happened to be the single, the pre-release single for the album. So we'll give a listen to This Lonely Road from Keys to My Head, and then talk a little bit about it. Take a look at some lyrics and all of that good stuff on the other side.
With an ice cream pie and a coffee, it's just you and I. You know we count the markers and we count the signs. You count me yours and I'm gonna count you mine. Whatever side of the solid line. Oh my Lord, say
I got a feeling you and I've been down this lonely road. This lonely road before. I got a feeling, I got a feeling. this lonely road, this lonely road before. I got a feeling, I got a feeling, you and I've been down this lonely road before.
So this was just to talk a little bit about the album again. I'm trying to cover all the bases on some of the things that went into the album. As you noticed, there's a sound effect at the beginning of a car starting. I utilized sounds at the beginning of every song. The first one we talked about last week, if you want to make a song, a little sound of tuning a guitar at the beginning before the song starts. And this one was car starting. And I also associated an image that I created for each of the songs as well. And I'll put those on the... on the podcast page over on Podbean, so you can see those there. But they're also on my website, scottsimpsonmusic.com. But that's a different approach than I've taken before. When I started on this album, I as I mentioned before, I had about three songs that I had already written earlier. And then during February of this last year, I participated in FOM, which is an online community, February Album Writing Month. And, we share some themes for prompts for writing, and then we do some quick, writing and recording and share that out and give feedback, receive feedback, that kind of thing. About eight of the 10 that I wrote during that month ended up on the album. And then I wrote one more during pandemic. But this song was written during FOM, and it was the first one I wrote on the theme of wanderlust. And really it started, I was doing this new thing with FOM. I had just gotten a new looper, and I decided, well, let's see if we can write a song connected with wanderlust, and I'll try to use the looper because that'll be kind of cool. And then when I record it, I can record a live kind of a live performance with the looper, but I can already have some of the tracks laid down on that and all that. So this is the song that came out of that. And it literally started with me laying down, the basic guitar that you hear there. And then at listening to that over and over and coming up, thinking about the theme of wanderlust and coming up with a kind of a road song. And it was a fiction about a guy who comes around a corner, and you know how you come around early in the morning and the sun suddenly blinds you and he almost hits this person that's on the side of the road, and it's a woman and she's got a sign and she's going anywhere, and so he decides to stop and pick her up. She's got a great smile, and then apparently they drive around the rest of their years kind of trying to figure out what's home. And she likes ice cream sandwiches and he likes coffee. So you create this fiction. And like I said in the last episode, when you write a song, if you want it to be a good song at some level, it's got to connect. It's got to connect personally. And so for me, it became really a metaphor. I'm drawing on experiences of myself and my wife, although I did not pick up my wife hitchhiking. The first thing that blinded me, literally, when I really first saw and noticed, and was her smile. And it was one of those blinding, her teeth are definitely white, but it wasn't physically blinding. I was just blinded by how wonderful a smile and how beautiful a person she was. And so that became then, you know, rolled into this fiction was grappling with things that were a part of my own relationship. So we'll get more into that as we look at the lyrics. So let's go ahead and get started with that. We'll take a look at these lyrics and talk a little more about the music and this lonely road. I set out on the 1st of May. I had a hunger in the worst of ways, a hunger for a love like you. I rounded a corner in the morning light, almost blinded, almost lost my sight. There on the shoulder was you, oh my Lord. So we'll pause there before we get into the chorus. I think as human beings we're born with this hunger for love. And of course love comes in a lot of different, you know, forms, you know, parent love, brother, sister love, friendship love, romantic love. But it is like a hunger. And I think especially when you're a young person, and by young, I mean teens on up into 20s, that lifelong companionship that is intertwined with romantic love, with that drive as well. But wanting to find that person, to journey with. I'm sure it comes in a lot of different forms for a lot of different people. For me, it really literally is that. This person to journey with. I don't think when I decided to marry my wife, or asked her to marry me, I should say, when I decided I wanted to ask her to marry me, I don't think I had this really clear picture of exactly what I wanted. But what I did know was this is the person that I want to take this trip with. This is the person I want next to me in the car. This is the person I want on the trail with me. This is the person, whatever it is that we go through, this is the person I want to be with. I want her to, I want to be able to share the stories with her. I want us to reminisce on the stories later. I want it to be her and me. And so that's an important thing. And sometimes that comes over a long period of time. For my wife and I, for me at least, you know, we actually dated for quite some time and were engaged for quite some time, nearly 4 years before we actually finally got married. And we broke up a few times in the midst of that. But me knowing this is the person, that came pretty quick. Like that blinding flash of light. Like if you're a Bible reader, like Paul on the road to Damascus, or Saul on the road to Damascus, he became Paul, but Saul on the road to, you know, this blinding flash of light, and he literally is blinded, and it is a life-changing thing. From now on, my life is marked by this experience on this road. And that's what this song is about, this experience with this person. And then exploring what that journey is like. So let's get into the chorus. I got a feeling you and I have been down this lonely road before. I got a feeling you and I have been down this lonely road before. And I'm super proud of this song. The reason I wanted it to be the single is it is, I feel like, one of the catchiest songs that I've written. I don't know that I write a lot of super catchy stuff, but this seemed like, wow, that really hums along and it gets stuck in my head. And several people who heard it early on said that as well. This is their favorite on the album, I think. And because of that, because of the catchiness, because of the sing-along ability of it, but that recurring chorus, I've got a feeling you and I have been down this lonely road before. There's an irony in that. you and I have been down this lonely road. But as I sing this, it's you and I. It's not lonely anymore. It's like two people together are saying, yeah, this is a lonely road, but here I am with you. You know, and it's that mutuality of recognizing there's a loneliness, there's a hunger, there's an emptiness, there's a sense in which the road hasn't always gone the way I wanted it to, and I know that you feel that same way for you. Even though I don't know everything about you, I get a feeling that you've experienced that, and now here we are together. So let's go down this lonely road together, and it makes it a little less lonely. And I think probably that's connected in with my, I mean, you know, when I met my wife and she smiled and the light flashed and I thought, wow, this, she's wonderful. I didn't know a whole lot about her, but as I've gotten to know her more and more, as she's gotten to know me, I do see the ways in which we're different, certainly, but also the ways in which we're so similar, that we have some similar yearnings, some very similar frustrations. And then, of course, we've been married for, you know, nearly 34 years. And so now we've gained a lot of those same parallel experiences by being together. And thought patterns grow together. And ways of thinking grow together. I mean, we're always going to be individual people. We're not becoming the same person, but shared experience makes the ways of thinking more similar. So we get on to the next verse. I pulled over in a cloud of dust. Your hand-drawn sign said anywhere or bust, but oh, that smile. I don't recall what state I was in, but your eyes told me that you needed a friend. Just too damn many miles, oh my Lord. I got a feeling you and I have been down this lonely road before. I got a feeling you and I have been down this lonely road before. You know, I think when you first meet, it's not that honest. Not on the surface. You know, if you really need a friend, you probably, when you're first meeting somebody that's maybe a romantic interest, a possible dating interest, you try to seem a little less needy than you are. You try to seem, play hard to get. What is that? Yeah, the old not so useful advice. But that falls away pretty quick, I think, at least in cases in which relationships work out. And you begin to know, and you begin to sense the needs of the other person. And the cool thing is, that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Because when I'm getting to know this person and I'm beginning to realize, wow, she's been through some cruddy stuff. She has some needs. I wonder if I can be attentive to that. And vice versa, you know, that as you become more transparent to each other, it makes that journey that much better because you're not always stepping on each other's toes. We still do that. We probably step on each other's toes. We'll do that for the rest of our lives. But you do it less because you are more aware and you're growing in awareness with every mile. So we get to the bridge and it's almost sundown. Can't ever find the right town to call our home, just to call our home. And it's almost sundown. Can't ever find the right town to call our home, just to call our home. So this is probably where this fictional story goes as much autobiographical as it could. I think, as I recall, I had written everything other than the bridge, and then decided that I needed a bridge, and so the bridge came after most of the rest of the song was fleshed out. And so I was drawing on, what's the fundamental challenge of traveling through life with this person? Well, it's, and being on the road, being moving, being not just settled, it's finding home. It's knowing where home is. It's figuring out where is our home? What's our town? Who are our people? And as a family, my wife and I and our kids, we've found our people. We've found homes multiple times. But it's a little more challenging to really find the place and say, this is it. This is it. But the lovely thing about traveling through with this other person is, even if you don't find that town that you're going to say, hey, this town's our home, you got your home right there in the car, the two of you, or in our case, the four of us as a family. Even if we job situations caused us to need to move again, and we moved several times. Thankfully, I think we finally kind of all settled, and Spearfish, South Dakota was the place, but a lot of moving, a lot of different chapters, a lot of different homes, a lot of different sets of friends, and all good, but always that question, is this home? Is this it? Is this the place? Or is there going to be another chapter coming? So we have a little instrumental break in there. We'll move on to the next verse. Well, the seasons change and the road goes by. They're in the front seat with an ice cream pie and a coffee. It's just you and I. We count the markers. We count the signs. You count me yours and I'm going to count you mine. Whatever side of the solid line. Oh, my Lord, say, I got a feeling you and I been down this lonely road before. I got a feeling you and I been down this lonely road before. And then one more time, of course, mostly a cappella with some snapping in there. So that idea of seasons, you know, this cyclical thing that we find ourselves in by virtue of our home planet that goes around the sun and goes through those four seasons over and over again. And we sometimes think in linear ways, we're moving in time, you know, through the years, but we are also cycling through year by year, spring by spring, winter by winter, summer by summer, autumn by autumn. And that has a beauty, like a song, you know, like verses that come back around, like a refrain or a chorus that comes back around. And you say, ah, there's this familiarity, but also a difference. And like I said, the ice cream pie and the coffee, that's, you know, my wife likes coffee too, and I like ice cream pies, but ice cream pies and coffees, those are pretty good together. Count the markers, count the signs. You count me yours, I'm going to count you mine. Whatever side of the solid line. So this guy picks up this hitchhiker and they stay in the car together. They're both together. And we count each other's signs and we count each other's markers and we tell each other about what we're experiencing along this trip. And we pass the time together. And that's what it's like. That's what it's like being a human being. Even if you don't find that town to settle in, even if you don't find that bigger, larger community, you know, you want to have that. I'm not saying two people against the world. That's the way it should be. And that's not the way we are. But at the same time, when you get to the bottom line, that kind of relationship, that home base, even if nothing else in the world feels like home base, that's something. That's pretty awesome. So musically, I've said before, I had made the decision that I wanted the album to be nylon based, classical nylon stringed guitar or ukuleles. This was the second song I actually recorded specifically for the album. The first one I recorded was In the Pines, which we'll talk about later, but I did that on a ukulele. And then I did this one, and this song set the tone, the sound that I wanted for the album. You know, I am old school enough that I don't think in terms of singles. I do in the moment when I'm working on a single song, but I tend to think in terms of an album, the themes, but also the sound, the tone. And when I got done or mostly done with this song, I felt like this is the sound. This is the sound that I want for this album, because it's certainly similar to other things that I've done, but it is also uniquely different. It is fresh. It felt very fresh. My approaches in the studio were different. I feel like more thoughtful, maybe doing less effects, less experimenting with different kinds of instruments, but this was the sound that I wanted. And so as I was working on the other songs, I would really, each time I would get close to finishing a song, I would hold it up against this one and say, how's it sound up next to This Lonely Road? And it's kind of nice to have a song like that. Now, that can be a negative. I mean, you can get, you really limit yourself by trying to make everything else you do kind of fit a particular mold. But I think that's the balance, especially when you think in terms of making albums. In making albums, you want every song to have its own voice, to have its own unique style and tone, but you want them all to be chapters in the same book. You want them to feel connected. You don't want it to feel like a playlist. There's a difference between an album and a playlist. And I'm not saying anything negative about playlists. I'm just saying an album is a singular piece of work that may have, certainly, and hopefully does have, lots of individual songs that are stars on their own, but an album, good albums, really good albums, carry you through in sound, in lyric, in tone, in theme. They carry you through. They tell you a story. They give you a start. They bring you up high, and then they let you down at the end and set you in a good place. Hopefully a place where you want to go back to the beginning and listen again. But This Lonely Road really set that tone in my mind for what I wanted to do with the rest of the album. And good for you. If you stick around, you'll get to hear all the rest of the album, and we'll talk about all of them. So there we go. That is This Lonely Road from Keys to My Head. became available everywhere January 15th, 2021. So it's out there now. Go get your copy or stream it, please. We're streaming on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon Music, all of those places. You can find Keys to My Head and stream the album. You can also get all my lyrics and all my music at scottsimpsonmusic.com. And I've made a special page there for Keys to My Head, which you'll find in the tabs on that main landing page. I definitely appreciate your time in sitting with me. Music is a huge, huge part of my life. And as you can tell by the way we talk in these episodes, I gain a lot from composing and writing songs. I also mark my life. You know, we talked about in the song, counting off those markers. One of the ways I count off the markers in my life is through the songs that I write and the recordings that I make and the albums that I put out. Going back and taking a look at them and saying, what does this mean? Where did this come from? Where is it pointing me? That is incredibly helpful to me. And hopefully, if you're sticking with me, hopefully it's helpful to you, even if only to push you toward finding your ways of marking those miles. Your ways of marking them in such a way that someone else can appreciate it, but also that you have something to go back to reflect on, to evaluate what's happening. What has happened? Where am I going? What am I doing? So, thank you for joining me on Dancing Moon Songcast. Stay tuned and be well.